Let it Greg, let it Greg. Can't hold it back with my leg. Let it Greg, let it Greg. Walk away and slam the egg. Here I stand, and here I stay. Let the Greg rage on. The Greg never bothered me anyway.
Hit the high note.
Let it Greg.
Perfect.
Is that good?
That worked for me.
I peaked it. I peaked it on that.
You almost crashed the system.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Greg Olds. And Addison, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Addison. He's our web guy. Say hi, Addison.
Hi, Addison. What's up?
You did the parrot joke. Hilarious.
I did, yeah.
I said yesterday, this got cut from the show, that I would present this guy with one George Washington if our website was up by midnight yesterday. I present to you one crisp George Washington bill. How's it feel?
Oh, man, it feels amazing. Thank you so much.
All right.
I wrote a speech, so...
No speeches. Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
All right.
Thank you so much, Addison.
Thank you, man. All right, so we got the website. It's up and running. There's a few things that need to be tweaked. A
couple little buggies, but it's up on the internets.
Little turns and twists. So if you want to go look at that for yourself, you can do that. It is thegregandgregshow.com. And high five and hand claps for the Infinite Agency for all of their hard work, which definitely paid off.
It did. It looks great.
Man, it really does. I had no idea that it was going to be this in-depth and slick and cool.
Yeah, it looks in-depth, slick, and cool, and it has special mobile capabilities.
It's really dope.
It looks really good.
Google Analytics and all that kind of
all
fun stuff.
All of that stuff is happening on our website.
When Jonathan Ogle walked by here about 6 months ago, I was like, hey, I want to put a website together for you guys. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. But then the ball started to get rolling a little bit. Rico was kind of starting to, you know, come over here and sit down and talk website stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go meet with James and Colin and all those guys. We're like, okay, yeah, cool. These are templates and blah, blah, blah. Well, then the next thing you know, Willie Beeman's putting together a logo for us.
He was steaming. He steamed out that logo.
And then, boom, they're like, here's a website. And I was like, dang, you guys are really doing real work. So now guess what we have to do?
What?
We have to somehow figure out a way to pay them back. I know you just gave Addison $1
mm-hmm.
for putting it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do something for them.
Well, if this ever becomes an actual show, I feel like we should have a big old party for them.
Here's what we do.
What?
This is how we trick them into thinking that
we
they're actually being celebrated.
Okay.
Is...
We go during a...
no, we tell them, hey, listen, guys... Each one of you pay $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 for a raffle ticket, and they will get 1 to 2 free drinks per raffle ticket.
Ooh.
So they think, okay, cool, like I'm paying for a raffle of some sort, and we give them a ticket, but then they take that ticket and they just hand it to the bartender for their free drink. But each ticket that they get, the bar will then do a raffle with it. So maybe they might walk away with like a 12-inch TV or a bowling ball, maybe a pair of track cleats, spikes, if you will. I think we're onto something there. So you pay $10, you get 2 tickets, you hand the bartender your ticket, and then they pull the ticket later on for a raffle.
No, I've got the prize. For every ticket they buy, they get to kick you in the nuts for coming up with this idea.
You don't think it's a great idea?
No, it's a terrible idea. I hate it.
You get a free drink, and there's a possibility. Well, you don't get really a free drink.
Nobody gets a free drink.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We like smoke and mirrors it. So they fake, oh, hey, I'm going to put $10 into this. I'm going to get two tickets, and that's going to go into a raffle for a 12-inch TV, black and white.
I think that they would just want, like,
that has a VHS slot inserted into the TV.
Did they make black and white TVs with VHS slots? Or the VHS was beyond black and white TV.
Yeah.
So that's already a false premise.
But the only because I have that TV somewhere at my mom's house,
okay,
the color went out on it. So it's black and white, and you can put a cassette tape
or
a VHS
tape. Can we give a copy
tape
of Speed with that TV?
No, because that guy bought all of them.
He bought all of them.
He bought every copy of Speed and put it in a bus.
What a jerk. But anyway, in conclusion, we'll do something nice for the Infinites at one time, point, and something. And then check out our website, dude.
www.thegregandgregshow.com.
Now we can just say that.
So, one of the things that I'm really intrigued with right now is the disappearance of Casey Kasem.
I think he's dead.
Legendary AT-40 disc jockey voiceover guy of the 80s.
It's Casey Kasem with Casey's Top 40.
He was the voice of Bumblebee in the original Transformers TV
Scooby-Doo
show. He was Scooby. Was he Shaggy?
No, he was Shaggy, too.
This guy, like, he's a legend. And obviously, he's really old. His brain has kind of slipped out one ear, mm-hmm, so he's having some issues there.
You know what the best Casey Kasem thing is?
What?
That angry thing he did, the angry outtake he has on
the
internet.
Oh, yeah, where he just freaked out on one of his producers.
How am I supposed to go from a dog dedication for one of these GD up-tempo numbers? Is that Don on the phone?
He'd been having some health issues, and he was not necessarily locked away in hospice or, you know, hospital care.
Hospital care.
His wife had been preventing his kids from coming to see him. And the judge was about to rule in the L.A. Superior Court that the daughter or the kids of Casey Kasem would get the conservatorship. Well, right before this was announced, Casey Kasem and the wife disappear, and nobody can find him. How is it that she can sneak Casey Kasem out of this hospital, this care facility, get him in a car or a plane, and take him to an Indian reservation? That's what they think he is.
Ooh up, oop doobay, ooh up, oop doobay, ooh up, oop doobay, wow. That's the Carmen Sandiego theme song from the TV show. So where in the world is Casey Kasem is the joke I'm going for.
I got what you were doing there. So that's just crazy to me.
I don't know how they sneak him out. I don't know if he is alive.
Right.
Because I was pretty sure that he's like on his deathbed.
Yeah. You think he's just counting down his days?
I think he is. I think he's counting them down. spinning today's top hits.
Stag of the wax, flipping the hits. It's Casey Kasem and my death countdown coming up next. That's such a reduction
with
of
two
that
days
guy
left. No, he was one of the pioneers of radio.
He was he hosted a TV show, right?
He hosted a TV show.
It wasn't Bandstand.
I don't think it was Bandstand. I think he just had like a countdown TV show for a minute. But wasn't Dick Clark Bandstand?
Yeah.
Dick Clark was Bandstand.
Yeah. He's no longer with us either.
Yeah. I think Casey Kasem's just about at the end of his rope, and I just wanted him to go out with dignity at this point.
Yeah. Not so, smoking peyote on an Indian reservation somewhere.
Well, he could do that if he wants. It's his life.
That's true.
Do what you want to do.
Would you hook up with his daughter?
Oh, his hot daughter?
Yeah.
Casey Kasem's hotdaughter.com?
Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie Kasem.
I'm pretty sure I saw a picture of her like modeling photos online, mm-hmm, and like one was like her butt was out. I'm like, that's straight up Casey Kasem's daughter's butt.
I asked that to Trey. Yeah, I said, hey, would you hook up with Carrie Kasem? And he was like,
no, I like dudes.
Well, you could see the wheels really starting to spin because I pulled up pictures.
Was he doing the hand thing and then the eyes were rolling into the head?
No, he just kind of stopped and was thinking, and he was like, AT-40, TNA-40? That would be the show that Carrie Kasem would do because she's a hot model. So he's like, TNA-40? I was like, that's pretty good. I like that.
But he didn't answer the question. What was his answer? No, she has boobs and I don't like that.
No. He just walked away.
Okay.
He had something come up and just walked away.
The answer to your question is yes, I would destroy Casey Kasem's daughter.
The other thing I'm fascinated with at the moment is this guy, Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling's terrible Anderson Cooper interview. where he just lashed out at Magic Johnson.
Well, this is saying that he may have the beginning stages of dementia. And if he's diagnosed with dementia, that could save him from having to give up the basketball team. Because all the owners...
Rich
that,
people.
That could vote him
worst.
Out. Yeah. Like the owner
gets caught saying something racist and all of a sudden he's got dementia. Give me a break.
So they're saying that if that's the case, that if he's diagnosed with dementia, then that would change the perception of him. And it'd be like, oh, well, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And so if the majority vote from the owners doesn't go through, if he gets 8 votes to stay, then he gets to keep the team.
I really hope he doesn't get to keep this team. And second, in the interview, he's got like this whole like whiny personality. Mm-hmm. He's like, why did I ever even talk about anybody like that? I never did anything. Give me a break.
I loved his answers, though, to Cooper's question. So Anderson Cooper says, so you're saying that African-Americans don't contribute to their communities as much as Jewish people do? And Donald Sterling said, there's no African-American. Never mind. I'm sorry. You know, they all want to play golf with me. Everybody wants to be with me.
That's everybody wants to be with me.
That's the answer of a crazy man.
He's insane, but he's not like dementia insane. He's just been rich for too long. People aren't saying no to him.
He's definitely the 1%.
Oh, that's 1% personified. 1% crusty old balls.
I was trying to figure out who he looks like.
With his hairdo that you could ride the wave on.
It's like a water park attraction.
It's a water park attraction. It's that boogie board thing that you can slide up and it's got the wave going. I see it on the Carnival Cruise
it's like
commercials.
The Hydro Wave.
He's got a Hydro Wave on his head.
Coming down. It's the Hydro Wave.
Is Casey Kasem hosting the Hydro Wave?
Coming up next.
So in my news,
yeah,
I had to go to the mechanic yesterday.
Yeah, you did. I had to pick you up.
You had to pick me up, and I had to sit around the office for a while.
Yeah, you did.
So I'm tired.
Well,
so my alternator went.
Oh, that's what it was, huh? Official diagnosis. Diagnosis.
So I showed up to the place, and I went, yeah, you know, it starts up fine and whatnot. It's just when it's idling, it's acting a little weird, and my battery light's coming on. I give the guy a key, walks out. Comes back, he's like, couldn't even get it started.
Mm.
And I went, wow, that's great timing. I drove it here and I didn't jump it or anything. He's mm-hmm. like, yeah, he's like, so they crack it open, they manage to jump it for a bit, and he's looking in there, and he comes back in, he's like, you're right, it's your alternator. I went, all right, let's do the damn thing.
Pull the plastic out, slap it down, so let's fix it.
Give a new one.
Cars are so expensive, man.
$400 later, alternator's done.
Mm. That's tough, buddy.
It's at 80,000 miles, so this is about the time when things that need to be replaced will be replaced.
Right.
So I've been kind of ready for it.
Right.
And I already fixed one thing, so I'm like, what's fixing another thing at this point?
Mm.
But I still love my car, still a big fan of it. It's running better than it ever has.
Would you make love to it?
I would.
Like the guy on...
The car guy?
Mm-hmm.
The making love car guy?
Yeah. Will you get underneath it and make out with the front of it?
Oh, that would be great.
Oh.
I want to get some bug juice on my face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now we're talking.
This is what turns you on.
Oh.
That car video just unleashed a whole new thing in the Kevin's household.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
I'm not minding
I'm gonna,
you.
I'm going to turn my chair this way.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to wrap this thing up. So, without further ado, may this be the first time that I say, go check us out. TheGregAndGregShow.com and Boo Out. Was that good?
No. Oh. It was terrible. www.TheGregAndGregShow.com. Go there. Now.
Boo Out.
Boo Out.
Boo out. Boo.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.